One. Okay, good morning. Very, very exciting day for the Cleveland Browns family, and everybody excited about Cleveland Browns football. We were in here 11 days ago, and Joe and I talked about going through a process that everybody wanted to know how long would it take, and we said it might take a week, it might take a month. It took 11 days, and I can tell you, and I'm not going to get any specifics, but we talked to 9 or 10 of, I believe, the best coaches in the country. We talked to current pro coaches. We talked to former pro head coaches. We talked to current college coaches. We talked to several coordinators, pro coordinators. And I believe we came back with the best person to lead the Cleveland Browns to the kind of winning format that we want to have here in Cleveland that we all expect to have. And I want to talk a little bit about Rob Chudzinski for a little bit. A lot of you all know Rob because he's been here on two different occasions. But let me just go back and tell you a few basic facts about him. Rob's from Canton, Ohio, was a standout high school football player here, went to the University of Miami, played on two national championship teams, and was a coach on a national championship team. So he has played and won at the highest level and had success there. His expertise is obviously on the offensive side of the ball. He played tight end, coached tight ends, and over the last few years has been an offensive coordinator and an assistant head coach. If you talk to people in the business, he is regarded as one of the brightest, if not the brightest, young minds in the business. He is tremendously innovative, and as you all know, Joe and I are very bottom-line people. You look at the results, and before I'll introduce Rob, I'll just say this. Over the last 2 years, Rob was the offensive coordinator at Carolina. They scored 88 touchdowns, and I'm always a big believer in, well, what's that mean? What's that compared to? Well, we scored 48, okay? Carolina scored 88. We scored 48, and if you watch how they play and how they scheme, I think Rob, no matter where he's been, whether it's been here with Derek Anderson, whether it's been in San Diego, whether it's been in Carolina, he has developed a scheme around the team. And it was really interesting to have the opportunity to talk to the number of coaches that Joe and I did. And the one common theme that came coming back is you guys have a great offensive line. It's a tremendous way to build a football team. You have young players on offense. And so in going through this process, although we talked to a couple of outstanding defensive coordinators, outstanding defensive people, we migrated back to the pro game is becoming more and more offensive. We think we have great young talent on offense, and we thought it was exceptionally important to bring in an individual who could take advantage of, develop. Everywhere Rob has been, the quarterback has gotten dramatically better, develop that young talent so that we can put the kind of points on the board that, one, will win games, and candidly, two, will be fun to watch. So it's my privilege to announce the next head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Rob Chudzinski. Rob?
I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Jimmy and Joe in going through this process and allowing me to fulfill a dream. And not just a dream of being an NFL head coach, but the dream of being an NFL head coach of the Cleveland Browns. It means a lot to me coming from this area, and we'll get into a little bit more of that later. I also would like to thank Jerry Richardson, Marty Herney, and Ron Rivera for giving me an opportunity in Carolina and being part of that fine organization for the past 2 years. There's a lot of other people that have helped me along the way, and I would not be sitting in this chair if it not for those people, whether coaches, other people along the way in my life, my parents, and my wife, Sheila. Those people have stand behind me and made me the person that I am and have been a big part of me getting here. I am excited about this opportunity. I'm excited about the chance to bring back what I grew up in and the feeling about that this city, this region, this area have in the Cleveland Browns. I was the kid that was in the backyard playing, pretending I was Ozzie Newsome or Brian Sipe or the greats that played for Cleveland. And the tradition of this franchise is such that the people here want a winner. And I'm here. And I would not miss this for the world, the opportunity to come back and bring a winner back to Cleveland. I also am excited about the opportunity to work with Joe and Jimmy. And going through the interview process as we did, it became clear to me early on that we shared the vision, we shared the goals and the passion for bringing a winner back to Cleveland and doing those things. I can't wait to get started. The first order of business is going to be to put together our coaching staff. I'm not going to comment on any particulars or individuals on today. This is not the time or the place. As we get that information and as things happen in that regard, we'll release them to you. Also, the other major line of business that I'd like to take care of here is touching and reaching out to our players and giving them my vision for this football team and what we want to be and getting feedback from them. This is about a process. There's some pieces here and some parts here that we can build on, as Jimmy had talked about. It's going to be a process with the people that we're putting in place, and I feel like are around, we can work together and build this to what we want it to be, a winner, and be sustained, be able to sustain winning over the course of time. Again, I will work tirelessly as the head coach of this franchise, how special this place means to me. And I promise you that we're going to put a product on the field and a team on the field that you can be proud of and that will win.
Let me say a couple other things here. The focus today obviously needs to be on Rob, and rightly so. And I know you have a lot of questions you want to ask him, and he'll take those questions. Joe and I have begun the search for a GM / player personnel person. The remarks and will be just like they were back on December 31st. We could have somebody in a few days. It may take a month. The key thing is to get the right person. I think we're putting together a great team here, the right person to work closely with Joe and Rob and putting a championship caliber team on the field. There will once again be all kinds of rumors. Once again, now there will be three people because Rob will be involved in the process, not two. In terms of who are aware of what's going on. And once we've identified that person, we'll bring them back in here, introduce them to you, and let you all have the opportunity to speak to them, okay? But we did want to let you know that was going on. Joe, I don't know if you, before we let Rob take questions, if you want to make any comments.
Just reiterating what Jimmy said. I mean, our feeling very good about the process we went through, the evaluations we did leading into who to talk to. Very, very impressive group of people we met with. Leaves us very confident about this hire, very optimistic. And the criteria that we went into the marketplace for, which, as we told you, we're focusing on strong leaders, somebody who's going to create a culture and an entire program, put together a great staff and management, was really, really committed to setting a very high bar and achieving it. We're very excited about having Rob here and believe he fits exactly what we're looking for.